Well, it's Monday, so NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson is here. Stephen, what song have you brought to start this week?
Well, I've got this wonderful little contraption of a song by a duo called The Blow. The Blow is led by a New York singer named Kayla Marisich, who finds the perfect midpoint between thematically ambitious performance art and this mile-wide pop music that could have come from any point in the last 30 years. So in this particular song, it's called Make It Up, you can hear subtle traces of the Madonna hit Express Yourself poking out amid these little whirs and pops and sparkles that are pinging out of every corner. There's this wonderful kind of toy box effect to the song, especially when you listen to it on headphones. And to me, it is absolutely irresistible.
Okay, I can hear listeners saying, we'll be the judge of that, so let's
do
exactly.
That.
Make It Up by The Blow.
I'd never have to bluff. We invented love to make it up.
Okay, I think you've described it perfectly. It has that toy box effect, like a clown popping up out of a box. But who's The Blow?
All right, The Blow is primarily a vehicle for the songs of Kayla Marisich. She really is equal parts performance artist and pop singer. The songs on this new record, it's self-titled, are actually drawn from a conceptual art piece she had written called Songs for Other People. It's all about tabloid stardom and a love story that plays out in public. But when you remove the songs from that somewhat arty context, which is easy to do, they still function as these wonderfully fizzy little pieces of pop candy. So a lot of thought went into The Blow's music and into its lyrics, but at the same time, it's very, very accessible to anyone.
So you can go deep or not.
Exactly.
That's Make It Up by The Blow from the new self-titled album, The Blow. NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson, let us know what you think of his choices. As always, Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And a quick note, Ron Burgundy is back. He, of course, the Full of Himself news anchor created by Will Ferrell, who sat in with news anchor Amber Schatz at KXMB in Bismarck, North Dakota Saturday.
Amber, you look lovely tonight.
Thank you, Ron. You too.
Are you married?
No.
Well, I am, so don't get any ideas. It's not too often you can call a sheriff's deputy a dummy and get away with it, even though I have. But in rural Slope County, North Dakota, there's an exception.
Ron reading the news, but he forgot his sign-off.
It was wonderful to be here.
Stay classy.
What? Oh, am I supposed to read that?
Anchorman 2 opens December 18th. Ron, feel free to drop by here. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.